Are you ready, Alabama?
Hello? What, who's there? What's going on?
It's time to enter the doghouse.
Whatever's happening here, just knock it off.
Call the big dog now at 866-485-9867.
These kids are weird, man. They're weird.
Live from the Big Dog Production Studios.
How you doing?
It's time for the highly sought-after, fabulous final hour of the Tom Abraham Show.
That might be listed in Revelations as the cause for the apocalypse.
Here he is, the head of the household, the Big Dog.
You're the smartest guy I ever met.
Tom Abraham.
You want me to do this crap?
I guess I'm on here. Am I on? Can somebody respond?
Twisted said he wished that the Titans would have gotten Jarvis Landry from Miami. I don't know. From the Browns' standpoint, he is a bit of a diva. I don't know. We'll see. There's more breaking news out there. According to Adam Schefter right now, he's on the ESPN saying that the Browns to acquire NFL veteran quarterback. So I don't know what that'll mean. You know, what Tyrod Taylor. Oh, you got to be kidding me. They're getting, what are they giving for Tyrod Taylor? A ball of twine and a couple of beers? I mean, what do you trade for Tyrod Taylor? I mean, you got to be kidding me. They're going to get Tyrod Taylor. I don't know what they're doing. I hate them. I hate Cleveland. But, you know, if they've got Josh Gordon and Corey Coleman there at wide receiver. And if those guys get their heads out of their rectums, they got some pretty good stuff going on. They would be in pretty good shape. Tyrod Taylor? Hopefully they're not giving anything for Tyrod Taylor. It's nuts. All right. And the other thing, I just want to say this, T-Mac. You know, a lot has been said about Matt LaFleur and him coming over from the Rams to be the offensive coordinator of the Titans. And it's generally, the idea is that look what Matt LaFleur did for Jared Goff. Look at in 1 year, he took Jared Goff from being a laughingstock number one overall pick in the NFL to being a very, very effective Pro Bowl quarterback. And what will Matt LaFleur's impact be on Marcus Mariota? And as true as that is, I think there's something else that people are missing. What about Matt LaFleur's impact on Todd Gurley? I mean, Todd Gurley had been fading to oblivion after a nice, you know, first year. He had been kind of fading away. Think about Todd Gurley's season last year. Think about Todd Gurley as an MVP candidate last year and the kind of guy that he was last year. I mean, what is Matt LaFleur going to do with Derrick Henry? You know, that's the thing I would be excited about is not only, you know, what he could do for Marcus Mariota, T-Mac, am I lying? But what about Derrick Henry in a Matt LaFleur offense based on what we saw out of Todd Gurley?
Yeah, I actually, wow. What he can do with Derrick Henry would be incredible, but it also automatically makes me think about what direction they're going to go as far as a running back to back him up. They cut DeMarco Murray out. You know, this guy's going to get a guy he wants to mold behind Derrick Henry. So that makes me even more excited. I'm curious to see who the next guy is going to be, the compliment.
I would like it. I mean, Chris Johnson, by the way, put his name in a hat for that. He said he would love to return to Tennessee to end his career and back up Derrick Henry. Wrong Johnson. It's the wrong Johnson.
There you go.
I'd want Kerryon Johnson.
I like where your head is.
You know, you got to have the right Johnson, and I would want to carry on Johnson. That's the one I would want. Man, if they could get him in the middle of the second round, I think that would be a big pickup for them.
Oh, that would be a massive pickup. But hey, what other running backs would fall that far? I mean, Michelle's a first-round pick for sure, right? But is Chubb
that's not falling. I mean, that's not falling. Yeah, Chubb will be – Chubb. There's only one first-round running back. Saquon Barkley is the only first-round running back. See, Saquon, did I say?
Yeah, you said Saquon, but I'm just trying to – I know the running back's worth in the NFL. It teeters up and down, and I just never really know where to peg him in the draft. So that's why I was asking.
Yeah, well,
I was seriously asking.
Yeah. we're back into running back time in the NFL. The running backs are coming back into vogue.
Such
but,
a thick
I mean,
class.
Look at it right now. Yeah, I mean, it's a thick class, but there's only one first-round guy in there. But you got Sony Michel, you got Nick Chubb. I mean, you got some really nice run. You got the kid out of San Diego State that tore up the West Coast. You've got some really nice running backs that are out there, some good-looking running backs that you'll be able to get in the second or third round. Let me get Badgillary in here. Badgillary, welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing great, Tommy. How about yourself?
Man, enjoying yourself better, I'd be two of me. I'm enjoying. I've always enjoyed Baumhauer's Victory Grill here in Hoover, and I'm getting ready to do a hockey game tonight. And I always like broadcasting a hockey game, so I'm good, man.
Good deal. You got to be kidding me with Cleveland and Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, I mean, it was like you breaking news. The Browns to acquire a veteran QB, and now okay, it's a mid-round draft pick. Okay, fine. But what are you doing with Tyrod Taylor? I mean, you're gonna draft the quarterback. I thought you were going after AJ McCarron, you know, and as a free agent, and you got the DeShone Kizer. What you need Tyrod Taylor like you need a hole in the head. You know what I mean? I that's the thing that's kind of weird to me. You know?
Yeah. Well, especially when you got all three Viking quarterbacks are free agents. I mean, there's a lot of good free agent quarterbacks out there right now. So,
They're not in the Kirk Cousins conversation because he wants to go to a contender. Okay, fine. So if they're not in that, that's okay. But assuming that they're you got Teddy Bridgewater, you got a Case Keenum, if you want to just a middle of the pack kind of guy, maybe a Sam Bradford is out there. You can see you got AJ McCarron. I mean, the list goes on and on. I mean, it's crazy. Yep. And then you got the first pick and the fourth pick. I mean, the quarterbacks. I don't know, but anyway, they're going to give a mid round pick, so that's not that big a deal.
Well, I'm hoping the Packers have a shot at Richard Sherman. So that's kind of what I'm thinking now.
Who are you looking for?
I want the pack. I'm hoping the Packers get a shot at Richard Sherman.
Oh, Richard Sherman, yeah. Richard Sherman, yeah. Somebody asked about Sherman to the Titans. Yeah, I don't know how much he's fallen off or if he's fallen off a ton or not. Usually guys, you know, he might – a guy like that that has that much skill that feels like he's got something to prove could be very good next year. I don't know, you know, extended, but for next year he could be somebody that could be very effective.
Right. All right, let me get
who's gonna win the ACC tournament?
I'm gonna say Virginia.
That's a pretty good gonna say. All right, who's gonna win the SEC tournament?
North Carolina are gonna beat up each other tonight. So,
yeah. All right, who's gonna win the SEC tournament?
Well, I think after now that Alabama's in for sure, and Dante Hall got hit in the head. I don't think he's going to play tomorrow, so I'm going to take Kentucky to win it all.
Really? Okay. I see. I kind of like Florida. It'd be interesting if Kentucky and Florida meet again after they met last Saturday. All right, give me a car for the race.
Well, I'm going to have to go with that four car. I mean, Harvick's got something to prove after they dinged him after that last win, and he's always good in Phoenix.
Yeah, he's owned that track. He's had 8 wins there. That's more wins than anybody else there. So,
yeah.
All right, man, we got
you. Have a chip on the shoulder too.
Yeah. All right, we got you in, Larry.
All right, have a good weekend.
Twisted wants to know what the McTitan thinks about Richard Sherman to the Titans. That would be you, McTitan.
What the McTitan thinks? I'm not with everybody saying, or with a lot of people, I shouldn't say everybody, with a lot of people thinking that Richard Sherman fell off. I was going to do the stat digging to, you know, kind of prove them all wrong, but I didn't even have to. Richard Sherman actually tweeted out his stats since 2011, and he still ranks first in a bunch of categories. He's coming off of a serious injury, but if I was a team picking a talent, I would definitely throw my hat in the ring for that guy, but I'm a guy that just doesn't like Richard Sherman. I don't like his attitude and all that stuff, and I can't shake what he did to Marcus Mariota last season. So as a Titans fan, I don't want him, but I wouldn't blame him for going after him, and I darn sure don't want Marcus Mariota having to throw against him twice a year. So,
Charles in Decatur, who's a Bills fan, says, Tyrod going to work out well in Cleveland. Watch and see. He never had those weapons in Buffalo. Cleveland to the playoffs. Yeah, he's not going to play.
See, I wanted to know.
What is he?
What do you mean, what is he? He's a quarterback.
What is he? I mean, I know he's a quarterback, but what is he? What kind of a guy are you getting with him? He's just another guy. He's a jag. He's just a guy. He's a jag. That's all he is, Tyrod Taylor.
I like Tyrod Taylor.
He's not a franchise quarterback. You need to go get a franchise quarterback.
I don't think he's the franchise, but I like Tyrod, but I'm with you as far as his fit in Cleveland. I'm not sure if it works because Cleveland wants a franchise long-term dude. I don't think that's Tyrod, so I don't know what in the world they were thinking. That tells me they're probably going Saquon at one now, right?
No, I don't think this changes their quarterback, drafting a quarterback at the top of the deal. I don't think trading a fifth-round pick for Tyrod Taylor is going to impact whether or not they're going to try and get a franchise quarterback. I don't see that happening. Bruce Pearl has explained what happened with him walking off the floor. According to AL.com, the fourth-year Auburn coach had to be restrained as he walked off the court after bumping into Alabama strength and conditioning coach Lou Dineen. We talked about that, but we didn't know what happened. The incident was caught on the cameras. Auburn assistant coach Harris Adler and Stephen Pearl had to defuse the situation before police made sure that Bruce Pearl made it off the court. Pearl was asked about the situation, didn't go into too much detail. He said, quote, just as I was walking to my locker room, I just had to, a gentleman just was in my path. I had to try to negotiate around him. I think he may have clipped me, and then he said something to me. Of course, I should be able to walk off the floor without having somebody stand in front of me and try to make contact with me. That's all it was. I think you said a red ass. I'm fine with it. It's rivalry. I don't know if anybody was trying to brush him or not. He was ticked throughout that game. He was ticked off all throughout that game. He was ticked off the way his team played. I'm going to say it's much to do about nothing. I don't think it's a thing. All right, that's going to do it for us. That's why Freebird is on right now. So caught up next, it's the Big East Tournament. We'll be back on Monday with a full Reaction Monday show for you. We'll have a bracket. Stay loose. Keep looking at your text windows and your emails and your Facebook pages and things like that to see what we might be doing for a bracket challenge as well. Antonio Macbeth mixed the show. I want to thank everybody here at Baumhauer's as well for being so fantastic. Till next time, I'm Tom Abraham, and this is 730-1039. Yep.
Sports Radio 730 and 1039. The UMP.